picking up where we left off, we were just discussing the Chumra of Shavua Sheker, in particular the Chumra Legabe Parasa, that it is in terms of what it requires in order to get Kapara. And the question I was just raising was, in terms of the Dalat Halika Kapara, given that, as I say, most students of Rapashut, that Losis is considered to be among the Chamuros, that is the third or fourth category, but which one of those it is not entirely obvious. The reason for thinking that it should be fourth, I think, is obvious, because what was the fourth? Avon Chil Hashem. What is something which really is characteristic of Losisa, of Losisa and Shavua Sheker? Chil Hashem, that's what the Pasuk says, right? In fact, the Rambam, here in Hilchos Shavuos, and he speaks of the Chumra of Shavua Sheker, and in particular in the context of Kapara, which I'll get to in terms of how it relates, but he talks about it as requiring, right, that is requiring for Kapara. Beyond that, which is quite another, right, this is Averas in Skapadan Hovon Ashkua Kulosh Nemalo Yinakeh Hashem Inus Nikion Midesh Shemayim Achi Yisparim Menu Al Hashem Gadol Shechalol Shemar Vachilat Hashem Al Kefa. Right, so it's a Chil Hashem which is responsible for its being so chomer in terms of the Kapara that's required, that what's required for Kapara. So on the one hand, I would think it seems quite clear that, in fact, the explanation for its being chomer is that it goes right into that fourth category. It's kokulo. It's somewhat, it might even call like a quintessential chil Hashem. That's where the pasuk even. That's one of two places in the Chumash which speaks of being mechal Hashem Shemayim. That's one of them. It's an aver which is characterized by the chil Hashem hagadol, and therefore it's a chamor, and it's not just a chamor. It's the fourth. It goes right to the top. It's the avon chil Hashem. The only way I think you would avoid that, and I think you can avoid it. The way I think you would avoid that is if you consider that maybe Chil Hashem in the context of the Dalat Halika Kapara doesn't actually include this. How would that be? Chil Hashem in general is a term which covers probably at least three kinds of cases. But in our context, what we would wise to consider is first of all just the lav lo sechalu Hashem kashi. That's the other place it comes. What does that include? So primarily we're familiar with it's including at least two kinds of cases. Number one is Chil Hashem in the context of Yehari Vayavor, right? At the very least, before Hesia, it's certainly clear that before Hesia, what requires you to be, right, the din is that every Avera before Hesia is Yehari Vayavor. So what requires why and why? Because, this is the Gemara says, Lo Sechalu Hashem Kachi, you have Vinitashim Sofin Israel. So an avera before hesia le lavor al hadas, right? This is a case of beonis. This is where you're being forced to do it. It's yihari vayavor. So the din is that the avera in that case is usur to do. You can't do it because even though people never shdovin valtura, but chil Hashem, the chil Hashem shabadavar tells you must be yihari vayavor. So that's one component of los sechalu shem kachi. The other, beyond the layer that may be included from Shavua Sheker, which we'll come back to in a second, the other is familiar to us precisely from that Gemara in Yoma. The Gemara asks, what is Chil Hashem? And it sounds like it's asking, in this context, when you say Chil Hashem, the Avon of Chil Hashem is something which requires Kapara beyond all the other Averos, even Chayv Mises Christus Bezdin, those are Mechaperim immediately with Yisurim following Yom Kippur B'tshuva. But Avon Chil Hashem that you're talking about, which requires also Misa, what does that mean? Hechidami. And Gemara goes on to quote basically the idea of Chil Hashem, I think that's just the colloquial sense of it, which is that you, in a sense, your behavior besmirches the Ribbono Shel Olam. Somebody sees you and says, what's the word, Kamim Guna? Is that the language? Kamim Guna, this person, look at his behavior. Look how he acts. Is this what Torah says? Is what Hashem's commands? Precisely the notion of Chil Hashem that we're all brought up thinking. I once heard somebody say, like, I don't even think that has a makor. It very clearly has a makor. It's the Gemara in Yoma is quite explicit about it. Precisely in that context where it says Avo Chil Hashem is more chomer, the Gemara says, what's Hechidami? What are we talking about? And it says this. And this is the Rishonim pick up on it, the Moni Mitzvos, so they talk about Los Chil Hashem Kachi, It refers to, at the very least, it refers to this, includes also the Chil Hashem in the context of Yarev Yavor, but it certainly includes this element of it, which is besmirching the name of the Baruch Hashem. Just one second. Gemara, it should be pointed out, Gemara actually quotes explicitly the Pesukim and Nevi'im, which are clearly referring to this sort of idea of what others will say based on our behavior, how we conduct ourselves as being a Chil Hashem. That's the pasuk that is quoted there in the Gemara in Yoma. And it therefore thinks, just to return to the point here, look, over, I would have said, if you asked me, that that's including these kinds of Chil Hashem, but it's not exclusively that kind of Chil Hashem, right? In other words, the Chil Hashem of, what are they going to say? But let's say in Aver B'Seser, that the Torah itself defines as being a Chil Hashem in some sense, namely, Shvu Sheker, right, which is just on its own inherently defined as being Mechal Hashem, that kind of Chil Hashem, so that doesn't necessarily fall under what the Gemara and Yoma is talking about. At least Lagabe, the Din HaKapara, it wouldn't necessarily, from the Gemara and Yoma, you could learn the whole Gemara and Yoma, and the Gemara asks, what is Chil Hashem? It's that Chil Hashem in particular, which is so chamor, which has consequences in the sense of, you know, what you've done to the Baruch Shalom's name, that's the Chil Hashem whose Kapara is so... it's so hard to come by, it requires not just Yisurim, but also Misa. But the Chil Hashem, whatever the sense of Chil Hashem in the context of an Aveir B'Seser is, that we're talking about in the case of Shvu Sheker, that is not Bechlal, this Din or Kapara. It happens to be a question whether or not it's Bechlal, the Isser Lo Sechalu. Whether or not you violate Lo Sechalu with Shvu Sheker. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos mentions Shvu Sheker in Lo Sechalu, interestingly enough. He says that... he thinks that I honestly think, even though the Rambam never formally contradicts that this point in the Mishnah Torah, I don't think it's really consistent with what you find in the Mishnah Torah. The Rambam says that in Sefer Mitzvos, Lo Sechalu Shem Kadshi, he says actually there are three chalakim, there are three kinds of Chil Hashem. He mentions one, the Yahari Vayavors, two, this Gemara Yomas Chil Hashem, and then three, he actually includes this number two, but three, he says in Aveir B'Mezid L'Hachas. And what's his raya that there's such a notion that an aveir b'mezid, whether or not it's b'fresi b'seser, anybody sees it, right? Lahakis, what's the notion? What's the raya that this is that there's such a notion of chil Hashem? Keep going, like you have in Shvu Sheker. Shvu Sheker is a model of an aveir lahakis, which is mechal Hashem. That got dropped in the Mishnah Torah. There's no mention of that in Mishnah Torah. It's no mention that first of all this is a broader klal. In fact, if anything, if you look at what we have here in the Rambam Hilchos Shvuos, it sounds like the chil Hashem, whatever it is, however you understand it, it is somewhat unique to the Avera of Shvu Sheker, or at least it's not a model of broader Averos Lehachis. I think they're pretty clear. Number two, Rambam never mentions that you violate Shvu Sheker. He never mentions you violate Lo Sechalu Shem Kadshi. So I think there's room to wonder whether or not it is a violation of the law of Lo Sechalu Shem Kadshi. Does that include the Chil Hashem that the Pasuk tells us occurs with the Shvu Sheker? I don't know. Either way, it's possible to say that regarding Kapara, right, that the Gemara and Yoma there speaks about, it itself tells you what it refers to, and that's exclusive. It refers to that kind of Chil Hashem, maybe an Aveir B'Farhesia, which is an Aveir B'Farhesia also qualifies for this, maybe. I mean, as much as B'Farhesia, maybe it has that kind of impact also. It's the same sort of Chil Hashem in terms of besmirching the name of the Baruch Shalom, the reputation of the Baruch Shalom. But you would say, but the Avera of Shvu Sheker, the Chil Hashem Sheba, that isn't included within this Gemara Yoma. I think that's possible, yeah?
Shvu Sheker is not really the Seser as other Averas can be.
Well, it doesn't have it doesn't meet the standards of Farhesia, though.
No, saying it's somewhere between, it is in front of.
First of all, it can be good Seser. This is going to be an explanation of the competition. Yeah, but it can be good Seser. I mean, in principle.
Yeah.
So the point is that that's all you need in order to show. Because then it isn't doesn't meet the standard. Its Chil does not, inhere within its, the way it conforms to the Chil Hashem that Gemara and Yom is discussing. It can even be being a Chal. It can be. It doesn't always, but it's always presumably Chil Hashem. So what that tells you is that this Chil Hashem is not that kind of Chil Hashem. It's not the same idea of Chil Hashem, at least in the narrow sense of, you know, doing something in front of people that besmirches the Baruch Shalom's reputation. that you know casts a poor light upon the Ribbono Shel Olam, that isn't what we're discussing here. That is precisely what the Gemara in Yoma says is what it's referring to there, and one would just need to say that's lo tana b'shir. That Chilul Hashem, whose kapara is that has that din, not the Chilul Hashem that you find in other contexts. Yeah. I don't know that anybody. I didn't see anybody discuss it. I didn't, can't say that I canvassed all the Makaros on this, but the Gemara says what it says. The question is it exclusive? So I haven't seen that. Yeah.
Just a good question. The Gemara in Shabbos talks about like a tongue not having a stain on his shirt. In other words, some schayv now shows that.
Right.
Part of Chilul Hashem.
I don't think so. I think it's more of a dim Shabbos.
It's a Shabbos.
Yeah, that's b'Shabbos.
The Gemara.
Is it not b'Shabbos? I'll call that. Which Gemara says this?
Shabbos.
I thought that was in on Shabbos. I'll look it up.
Because it's, I think the Gemara says if you have a stain, then it's like you're the more. It sounds like you're giving off a bad name for Hashem.
I thought it was that you were debasing Shabbos because people look at you and see how you. Yeah, and it has the same kind of. But I thought it was in Daf B'Shabbos. That's what it's a hear joke that they said. Don't worry. You can still wear it. Suffolk, whether or not it's a saint. Suffolk, whether or not you know. This is actually good. But it could be. I don't know. I mean, maybe that's the same idea. So that I think is still an open question, which we'll come back in a second. One thing I wanted to point out, though, is as an aside, just a note regarding the scope of the Chumra of Shua Sheker regarding Kapara. Which Shua Sheker qualify for this? So, regarding the manifestation of its Chumra Legabe, the Onesh Bebezin, we're told that it's exclusive to the Gemara, that's only what? What has the exception of its Chumra? It's so Chumra that even though it's a Imba Maisa, you still are going to be okay. What's that? The Gemara says that's specifically Shua Sheker? The Sha'aba. By the Shua Sheker Lahaba has no such thing. If you violated therefore B'maisa, let's say I say Shua Shalom Ochal V'Ochel, you'll get Makos just as the regular din of Lav Yerchai B'Makos. But if it's a Lav, if you say Ochal V'Eino Ochel, so the Gemara says, in fact, the din is you're not looking. Right? There's no such extension of the Chumra to Shua Lahaba. Now we saw two interpretations, just recall, and they're showing him about how exactly that works, why that is, what's the relation between the Habaz and the Sha'avars. Most Rishonim think that what that means is the reason there's an exception is that the reason that's the case is that the exception of Malkus is only for the violation of Losi Shavu Vishmina Shaker. But anytime you violate Losi Shavu Shaker, you have this Chumra. What the Gemara is reflecting is the fact that when you violate the Habaz, that's not a violation of Losi Shavu Vishmina Shaker. The law itself of Losi Shavu Shaker is Lav Chomer, that therefore, in the context of the Gemara's two we're talking about, you receive Malkus for despite it being Ema Maisa. But when you violate a Shua Lahaba, that's not Lo Si Shavu, this is how they, right? Going back to the first topic, right? This is how they understood the Gemara on Tav, that it's simply a Lav of Bal Yachel. And therefore, for that reason, it's not included within this Chomer. The Rambam, as we mentioned at the time, the Rambam understood differently. The Rambam understood that the Lav Lo Si Shavu is violated in all these. Right, bein l'shavar bein l'habas. What the Gemara and Tumur is saying is that the chumra that it exceeds, right, that it exceeds the normal din of what we would expect based on the general kolam of lavin and onshim. That chumra only applies to shua shekers l'shavars, only to that violation of losi shavu. Right, based on the fact that it's derived from the pasuk regarding shav, and we say shav dim l'sheker, so that the chumra l'gabi malchus only applies to the shua sheker, which are similar, namely l'shavars. What about the chumra regarding kaparas? So here, I haven't seen anybody, again, one of these things, I haven't seen anybody explicitly address the question. Is the chumra of, let's say, the gabe kapara, is that true for l'habaz? So I think for most Rishonim, it's basically clear, the answer is it's not true. Most Rishonim will tell you, what we said, the reason for the chumra is that it's specifically the lav losi shavu. That was why it was more chumra gabe malchus. And for the same reason, when we say that losisa and Lo si shavu b'shmina shaker are chamor, so it's just those lavin. A violation of bal yachel, which is what you have in the case of lavas, isn't included in this. But for the Rambam, I think it's at least open to question. You could wonder, for the Rambam, either way you're violating lo si shavu b'shmina shaker, even with habaz, So does the same limitation that we find Lagabe Malkus apply to Kapara? I think it seems to me to be obvious, Misvara, that the answer is yes. That it is only the Shvua Sheker Lahabaz, sorry, the Shvua Sheker L'Sha'avars, which have that Chumrah. In part, simply based on the fact that the Pasuk, which tells us of the Chumrah here too, right, the Chumrah Lagabe L'Sha'avars is also Vinake Lo Yinake. Right, the same Makar, which tells us about the Chumrah's Lagabe Shvuas, Lagabe the Malkus, it's the same Makar which the Gemara darshins to tell you Lagabe HaKapara, also it's Chumrah. So it makes sense to say that you'd have the same limitation, right? Again, it said it Lagabe Shav, and we just say Shav Dumi Shaker. It should also be the Shvuas Shagos Shavars. What requires some consideration, though, is how that squares the Rambam's explanation here in Hilchos Shvuas, in Perek Yud Aleph, Perek Beis Shvuas, where he focuses on the Chil Hashem element as what is responsible for the fact that it's so chamor, right? He just is sort of in the way of explanation of, you know, where the chamor comes from. As I read before, that the issue is the Chil Hashem HaGadol, right? And this is, he's connecting now the two psukim, right? Shenemar v'chalata, right? That was about Losisa, v'nakeh l'nakeh. And now we're saying, that connecting it with Sheker, right? Shenemar v'chalata Hashem Elkecha ani Hashem. So the reason for it being Chomer is based on what the Pasuk here says, which is v'chalata Hashem Elkecha. That's why it's so Chomer. It's just interesting to note then that for the Rambam, what I'm saying is true, what emerges then is that for the Rambam, when we look at the Pasuk, so the first part of the Pasuk is referring to any Shvua Sheker, including the Habaz. The Vechilata is only if we're talking about a violation of the Sha'avar. I think what emerges then, in other words, is that the Vechilata part of it, at least maybe to the extent, to the full extent, is limited to Shvua Sheker, the Sha'avars. So that's just not Pasha to say that. I mean, to look at the Pasuk, you think, okay, Losi Yerushim Shekhata, and if you do that, then apparently the Chalat Hashem Kasta. But Rambam, that's not necessarily the case. There are cases of the Chalat Hashem Kasta, the Chil Hashem HaGadol, in a way which makes it transcend the normal parameters for such a lab. That's only if it's Bilisha Abbas. So I don't know that this, I think it, to me, makes sense to say that it is limited to Bilisha Abbas, just worthy of note. Then we're kind of, it's not pushed in light of the fact that the Rambam sort of drafts the second half of the Pasuk of Lo Tishav Shvua Sheker incorporates it into the explanation of the Chumrah of Shvua Sheker. So then once you're doing that, then you're already saying that the Pasuk, so long as it was just limited to the Shav, then we can say it's only extending to Shvua Shekers, which are Dum the Shav. Then the Rambam starts to bring the Pasuk of Lo Tishav, then it's just surprising, and I'm not saying it's impossible, I think it probably is the case, it's just surprising then. And apparently, the seifa of the pasuk does not apply equally to every violation of the ratio of the pasuk, which is just something to worthy of consideration. If somebody sees that somebody, either because of this or because of something else, thinks that maybe the chumrah lagabe kapara is actually not limited to shvuah shavuot, it would be very interesting to see that. Any comments over? Okay, but this brings us back now to the Rambam and the Ravid here in the context of these yumim. In the context of the piraon of the chayit. So the Rambam here says, right, the Rambam paskens that and then he explains, right, it has to do with the chilat shem shabadavar, that it's minachamuros, like we just said, like we've been discussing, right, like I said, b'hoshuvah, even though there's no karis below Mrs. Bezin, Yeshvo Chil Hashem, Hamakuda, Shugadol Mikol Avonos. Okay, so the language here, by the way, in terms of responding to the question that we discussed beforehand, the language sounds like, in terms of where it's fitting in, I would say the language here is very suggestive that it's fitting in the fourth category. Namely, this is an Avera of Chil Hashem. That's why it's Okhama. Meaning, the Ram himself connects it to Hilchos Shuvah, even though it doesn't have karis from his basin, but nonetheless, it's got the, right, it's yesh mochil Hashem mekudas shu gadol mikol avonos. Where does that gadol mikol avonos come from? The chil Hashem is the gadol mikol avonos. Where's that from? Then astam, it's from the fourth level of kapara, the din kalugi kapara. In which case, the Rambam himself would be, I think, transmitting to us, communicating to us, that this is Mechalal the fourth. But it is worthy of note that it's not so clear exactly, though, that the din that the Rambam is talking about, how that fits with the Chalukei Kapara. What is the din that the Rambam here is telling you about? The fact that it's a chomer? He says that even though the loke, even though the nishpa is loke, or and even though the, let's say the shvus is a pekadon or maybe korban, nonetheless there's no kapara with that alone. Until you have the piron midin shamayim, right? The nikah midin shamayim, I did have piron. Basically, these things that we have here in our Gemara are the ways in which the Ribbono Shel Olam is exacting his kapara, gets kapara. You get kapara by the Ribbono Shel Olam having you suffer in these ways. The truth is that it isn't entirely obvious what the din is if you receive kapara, if you receive malchus or misa or any of the yudim that you have. The Rambam doesn't speak about that in the case of the chalukei kapara. He doesn't tell you how that plays in, right? Let's say you get the malchus, so we don't really know exactly, and the Rambam isn't explicit about where that fits in. It happens to be the Michas Chinuch says a lot of interesting things. Michasina thought it was obvious to him. He says, "Venir the imavar reish ifa malchus halaka miskaper b'tshuva ima malchus." You don't need Yom Kippur. Now the Rambam doesn't say that. Yeah.
The Rambam say alpha b.
Here.
Right.
He's saying I'm saying that in terms of chalukei kapara, we actually don't know about this factor of
the whole category of.
I'm trying to figure out where this fits in. So I'm saying it happens to be that the Rambam never otherwise discusses, as far as I can see. When he discusses Dalat Chalukei Kapara, he doesn't mention, well, is there something that changes if you get the Malkos, let's say? He doesn't say it. You find certain dinim of... This is the one place where he discusses it, right. The Michasinah, interestingly, he doesn't mention it. He doesn't mention our Rambam here. But it seems very likely that this is true regarding Kalos in general. That, in other words, from the Rambam in part here and also Misvara, it seems highly likely that at least Kalos, if you in fact get the Onesh, it would be Mechaper, whether or not you need Yom Kippur. Let's leave that aside. But it certainly would be true that you would get Kapara. Can I just think about that? Hold on a second. Yes, it seems obvious that this is true, at least regarding Kalos. Setting aside the Chassidim's point that he thinks that it allows you to set aside the Yom Kippur, either way, certainly with Tshuva, you would be... truth is, I actually think this is probably the best riot for Chassidim, now that it comes to thinking about it. Right? I mean, this... Presumably, if there aren't plenty, this is an exception. So... It sounds like the general call is that Malchus, would be Mechaber. Now the question is, the Michasina doesn't mention it, but I think it's probably the best way to be indicted. This is, where is that coming in? That Malchus has a role in the Kapara for, let's say, a live Shiyeshu Malchus, where does that come in the Chalukei Kapara? If you have Tshuva, which presumably you do, so then, if you have Tshuva of Yom Kippur, you don't need Malchus. That's what Rambam tells us. All you need is that Tshuva of Yom Kippur. The fact that the Rambam is saying it's an exception here, even with Malchus, you're not going to be Miskaper, means that Malchus has a role in general for Lavin, Shechet Malay Malchus. If you get it, it helps in some sense to be Miskaper. And the what that would have to mean is that with Tshuva and Malchus, you don't need Yom Kippur. I think that's a good way to be Medayik, the Michasinus opinion. What isn't clear, however, so let's accept that, but what isn't clear is what about the Chamuros? Is there such a comparable din regarding Chamuros? So here, from the Ravid's objection, it emerges, we'll get to in a second, it emerges that he held that the same thing is true. He held that Chayvim Misus Bezin Miskaprin B'tshuva with Misa. Right? If you actually want to get the Chayvim Misa, want to get the Yonash Misa, then you become Miskaper. That is the case. Now, it isn't obviously why he thinks that this is so. Is it a din that Onish Misa is Miskaper? This is a din that once you kabbal the onish, then beyond the fact that you then receive your onish, it's also a din to kapara. Maybe it's an interesting idea that the one of the, I don't know if it's a function that for that reason we have it, but it would be something that happens upon the honors basin, is that there's an element of kapara. It's not obvious, it's not necessarily clear that the basin is in the business of dealing with your kapara sagava. It's a general question. Yeah, which one are you referring to?
I don't remember exactly, but
that's one possibility, is that Onish Misa is itself a Mechaper. The other possibility is that it's not as an Onish Misa, the Dimba Onish Misa, but rather Misa counts Mitzad Yisurim. Right, Yisurim, right? The Gemara, what does the Rambam say? Dach Kapar, you need Shuv of Yom Kippur and Yisurim. Right? So one could argue, in such a Rambam, Rambam is possibly a Dalat Lugi Kapara, one could say that the Misa counts as Yisur, and therefore, for that reason, it's Mechaper. Either way, one ought to note, and this is the issue that you're bringing up, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, I think, is somewhat problematic to the Rambam. What does the Gemara in Sanhedrin say? Legabe, at least, Kapara Bein Tzadikim, there's a din that Chari Misus Harugi Bezin. So do we immediately say, okay, once he's gotten his onesh, now he's dead, we can bury him with tzaddikim because he's miskaper? Do we say that? Chayim is basic.
No, I'm saying the more chalutim steal it straight from Harim. Kind of meaning, like, isn't there a level of?
I didn't look up the Gargan, but if I recall correctly, the Gemara says that within levels of Harugi Basin, then that we do differentiate. But then when it comes to, but they're not put with tzaddikim though.
Right.
Either way. So they're not put with tzaddikim until, Gemara says, until Ikol Habasa. Right, once we wait some time period until there's some decomposition of the bones, in which we say, in that case, then we say, okay, now at this point, these are discapolo to the extent that we can be kovro bein tzaddikim. If I recall correctly, but that's what we say, that we can inter. Is that the right word? Or is it disinter? What's the take out? The one that needs to remove the bones, and then place them within the it can be covered just stam regular without having to be separate as a rasha. That doesn't take place with misa. That takes place only upon ego habasa. So the truth is that the ravid assumes to be true. To some extent, needs to be considered in light of that. Maybe the ravid will be mechalak if kapara to kapara. Right? There's kapara. And then there's kapara legabe to be buried among tzaddikim gemurim. Maybe that, in fact, in the kanami does require more. Either way, it's worthy of note that what the rabbi said is in the Devar Pasha. But that brings us to the machlokas here he has with the Rambam, right? So the rabbi objects, basically, right? He thinks that this isn't true. The Rambam says of avi shaloka nishal shav l'shaker that even once he gets malchus, he doesn't receive. There's no kapara until yisparem amen al shem agadol shchal. The rabbi says, I don't believe that. Right? And the lashon he says that isn't the case. Number one, he says that he thinks that that's the diuk from the Gemara. Menake, Bezin is Menake also. Alright, so that's textually an interesting diuk, but in no way dispositive, right? I mean, right? So Menake doesn't say Legamri, Legabe, it doesn't say Legabe what. But then he makes this argument, he has based on the Chayvi Mises, right? So in other words, he assumed that even for Chayvi Mises Bezin, right, there is Kapara in Hamisa, however he gets to it. That's number one. Number two, he says that Malkus has a din Misa in this respect. Same thing is true for someone who's chayav Malkus. Malkus serves like Misa here to receive Kapara, and therefore he says, right, that the Malkus should be Mechaper in this case of Shvua Sheker. So here I think that, in terms of just what the Rambam responded to that, none of these three are Pasha. Regarding the first point that even for chayav Misa's Bezin, Misa's Mechaper, I already mentioned it's not clear that that's true in the Gemara. You don't see that in the Dalat Lugi Kapara, and in fact, we have that Gemara in Sanhedrin, which speaks of requiring Iko Habasar. So it isn't obvious that that's true, that Misa is Mechaper entirely for Chayav Misa Bezin. That's number one. Number two, he says, right, even if you accept that, let's say Misa is Mechaper for Chayav Misa Bezin, Ravid says the same thing is true of Malkus for that which is Chayav Malkus. And here one can wonder whether or not that's so obvious. One could have said, and part of the thing is why. One could have said, why shouldn't it have the same din as Misa here? Because what's the point of Misa? Relating to the initial premise that we discussed in the Ravid. Maybe the idea is not Misa as a din qua Misa, as an Onish Bezin Misa, but the point is it's Yisurim. And Yisurim, right, for Avonos Chamuros, right, once you have Tshuva and Kippur, again, leaving the Kippur aside, whether or not you really need that, the Yisurim, so then that brings Kapara. Misa's Yisurim, and Malchus's Yisurim.
So the Gemara said, Malchus is like, Misa's Misa.
Okay, I'll get that in one second. Yeah, but that's the point. That's not what I'm saying. I don't need to get to that, right? If you're saying the whole idea is just Yisurim, then I don't need to say that Malchus has a Din Misa. It doesn't need a Din Misa, it needs to be Yisurim. And whether or not it has a Din Misa, right, let's mind the public that it should be Yisurim, I think, right? It could be Yisurim. So if the argument, so one could have said, that's the argument. The argument is, you need Yisurim. Malchus is in Yisurim, how could it be that you wouldn't be Mechaper, right? Again, for Lavin Shechai Malayim Malchus, that the Malchus should serve to enable you to be receive kapara. Again, what I mean by that though is even if it's a chamor, the point is that the Malchus has the ability to be mechaper for it. So the Rabbi says that it's true, just like Misa is true with Malchus. I think I would have understood very easily if this was the argument. The Rabbi though doesn't appear to say. The Rabbi appears to say what you're saying. Namely, there's a din Misa that is mechaper, and that din is also true of Malchus. Why? Because Malchus b'makom Misa omedes. Now, just a note, that is very far from obvious. That concept that I think is referring to there is from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and Yesh Ladun, what the exact implications of it are, in terms of just figuring out what it means. The Gemara, I mean, familiar with, what does the Gemara itself apply to that? What does it invoke that concept in the context of? Explaining what? Explaining the minion of the ways it requires to do. Misa is not like Mamos. It requires the full Chaf Gimel Sanhedrin Yiktana, because Tachas Goma Medes. Now, from there too, that this din of Kapara that the Rabbi thinks is apparently.
And so I focus on the Mishnah,
right? Whether Makos, right? So, in explaining the sheet of the head, it uses the phrase Makos. I think the Makom Miso Medes, or I think the Rabbi here says what Tachas Miso Medes. Was the Rabbi? So the lesson is a little different in the Gemara. In the rival. So the Gemara was Malchus of Mik, but Malchus Miso Menes. That was the explanation for the sheet that holds Chaf Gimel, which we hold. So I'm just saying though that to say that that is one thing, and to say, I mean, that's something, I mean, as far as the Chaf Gimel requires Chaf Gimel, simplest thing to say is that Onesh HaGuf requires Chaf Gimel. Right?
They extend it like, he brings it like to everything.
Well, that's the question. You want to track there what the innovation of the Seif Emet is, and it's quite clear that it's not obvious just from reading that line and where it's being applied that that'll follow, right? So my point is, the Rav is extending that to this, that given his assumption that there's, and it appears based on this, that the assumption was, there's a Din Misa, that an Onesh Misa is Mechaper. It's not just that it's Yisurim, it's an Onesh Misa is Mechaper separately. That Din applies equally to Malchus, Midin, Malchus is like a Misa Zuta. Right, so the first two premises of Rabbi, neither of those is Pasha. Yeah?
What we said before is true about Misa counting as a form of Yisurim,
That was in the argument I was suggesting, but in the end, I think the Rabbi doesn't sound like he's saying that, because then if that were true, you don't need this Malchus and Malchus Misa.
Right,
lot,
I was
right?
Thinking more Pasha, meaning yeah. if that were true, why does the Gemara need a separate stage of Misa from Chelal Hashem? Why can't you just invoke Yisurim?
Well, because it's not necessarily talking about Chayv and Misa's basis. It's saying Misa. Misa is Mechaper. So you could have Yisurim, and then fall asleep, you know, upon your death. I mean, hopefully, you know, it's an important, you know, there's Misa Yafa in the context of Haruge Bezin, but that's even the Misa Yafa in the context of Chai Misa Bezin is not all that Yafa. There's a lot easier ways to die, and you know, typically that's, you know, hopefully what people have is you know, painless deaths. So, what? Right? So the Misa there is not qualified in terms of the nature of the Misa. Here, yeah, well, whereas here, right, when we're talking about these kinds of Chayvi Misa, so I imagine there's quite a lot of pain involved. I think it sounds pretty bad. But so the point is that in the end, I think that based on this, on how the Rabbi explains the second premise, that Malchus should be also have the same din, I think it sounds like he's not arguing that it's just a form of a way of getting Yisurim. Because if that were true, I don't need to compare Malchus to Misa. I can just compare it to Malchus. There's Yisurim. I don't need to talk about it being B'makom Misa. The fact that he does sounds like he thinks there is a din, wherever he got it from, there's a din that Misa with Tshuva is Mechaper, that the Chayyim Nisa's Bezin, rather, that the owner's Bezin is Mechaper, that din applies to Malkus because Malkus has a kind of a din of owner's Bezin, like Nisa. Right? Malkus has been Nisa Minitz, which again is not Pashut, that it would be extended to this. And therefore, the Ravid's final conclusion, therefore, Malkus should be Mechaper. Now, that, as far as that's concerned, it's also not obvious to me that that's a Dabar Pashut. In other words, number one, the Ravid's premise that even for Chayyim Nisa's Bezin, Mises Bezin is Mechaper, that number one is not Pashut. Number two, right? The second point we just made, which was that the fact that it extends to Malkus too, also is not Pashut. If it's Yisurim, fine. If it's not Yisurim, then the fact that it's Tachas Malkus Memedes, what does that mean? What doesn't it mean? It doesn't necessarily mean what the Rabbit, you know, seems to be applying to. But number three, even if we generally assume that that's true, the assumption that, therefore, Shua Sheker should also be Niskaper bit Malkus, Yesh Lodim. It obviously wouldn't hold if we say that that when it comes to Shvua Sheker v'Shvua Shav, it's not equivalent of Chamuros. It's actually more Chamor than Chamuros. It's the fourth level of Chaluki Kapara. Right? It's more Chamor than Kapara due to the Chilal Shem element than even Chayvim Yisus Bezin Krisus. If I say that, so then the Hechreach of the Ravid falls, right? And the Ravid saying, Misa is Mechaper and Malkus is a Din of Misa. Therefore, this round doesn't make any sense. The answer could be, or it'll be, your first two premises are fine, the third isn't fine. This is more Chamor, the Gabi Kapara, than these other ones. Look at the Gemara and Lamentes. Look at what it says about it. These are more Chamor, right, than those. It's reflected already in the Dal Chulki Kapara. It's the fourth category, it's not the third category of Chayv Mitzvah Bezin. It's the fourth category, right? And therefore, what's true, what may be true regarding, let's say, the Kabbalah Sa'onesh in the context of everything else is not true regarding Shvua Sheker, which is Avon Chil Hashem. So, in other words, for the Rambam, it's quite possible. Again, I think it makes a lot of sense that the Rambam viewed it as being not just among the Chomeros, but in the final tier of the fourth, right, due to the Avon Chil Hashem. One Nachminah for that is Dalchul Gapara, Tshuva, Im, Yom HaKippurim, the Yisurin is still not enough, you also need Misa. And then another Nachminah could be that even if we have a din which kind of sidesteps, you might say, all the Yom Kippur and all that, which is that if you're Mechaper, the Onesh Bezin, that with Tshuva alone is going to be Mechaper. Even if that's true for Chamuros, like the Ravid thinks, but who says it's true for this? Maybe it's not. Right? So I think that's what emerges just in terms of the Chumrah of Shvua Sheker. That's in terms of the expression, the applications of the Chumrah. Yesh Lodin a little bit, and I'm just going to raise it very briefly, about the Yesod of the Chumrah, the fact that it's so Chumrah. Right? And here I think, I mean, the question is obviously understandable, right? Why is it so severe? It's inherently speak something which obviously should be, worse than Ratzicha, worse than, you know, all these other things in any sense. Okay? So what makes it so Chumrah? So here I think we can highlight, I think, just two directions. The first direction is based on the so developed by the Ibn Ezra, which the Ramban picks up, which we've discussed several times, that what am I doing when I take a Shvua? I'm saying just as this is MS, so too what I'm saying is MS. And by that I'm supposed to be pointing to the touchstone of MS and saying just as this is MS, so too I ate yesterday MS. Right? So that, in essence, if I say that, so what am I doing when I do a Shvua Sheker? I'm basically saying that the Ribono Shel Olam is Sheker. I'm being kofer b'Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is explicitly the way that the Ibn Ezra understood Shvua. The Ramban develops it. And I didn't give you guys the Makaros, and I thought maybe you wouldn't appreciate it if I did. But as applied to explaining why it's so chamor, that's the Ron in Drasha. So Drasha Ron goes precisely with this. He doesn't mention Ibn Ezra in the Ramban, but he's working off of it. He says, Ein Safek, this is the Ron in Drasha Asiri. Ein Safek she'avera zo mitzad atzma, hi mi yoser chamuro she'betorah, she'kasu ba lo yinake, v'hishva, v'hushva l'chai v'krisus v'mises bezin, l'fi she'nishpa l'shaker, ke'kofer ba'kadosh baruch hu. She'harei, what's the, right? She'harei hu ke'omer, she'kemosh she'ashem yizbarach emes, ke'en hu emes ma'shanishpa l'av. Vimu sheker, re'e ma ya'ala biyado. What if, and if it's sheker, what am I saying? Yeah, the Ribono Shel Olam is as true as what I'm saying now. Well, if it isn't true, what have you just said? So that's explicitly the Ron's explanation. Nimtza shavera zo chamura mitzad atzma. Right, the Ron built off, it's a kofer v'akash baruch. This, I think, is probably the Derech HaMelech, It's worth pointing out, though, that Kan HaBen Shoel, one might wonder exactly how well this explains it. So it's basically the Rana saying, it's as if you're saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ain't Elohim, essentially, right? It's Kikobar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if we just think about that for a moment, if I actually do that and say, forget the roundabout way of saying it. Let's say I just say, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chalila, right? If I said, Ein Elohim, so what's the din of such a person? L'chora, it's pretty clear, he's not treated as harshly. That's actually itself not as chomer. Are you telling me that this is so chomer? Why? Because it's as if you've been covered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but being covered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually isn't so chomer.
That's a person who says Ein Elohim as a shvur, just said.
No, stop. But what we're saying is the Shrua is essentially saying
it's
implying by logical implication.
Really, Ein Elohim isn't even as
I'm saying. Yeah, I'm just wondering about that because what would somebody who say, what would be the din of somebody who says Ein Elohim? So the truth is that the Rambam, right? This is an act of Kfir B'Ikra, essentially, right? So it is true that there is somewhat of a chumra regarding this. The Rambam says in Hilchos Teshuvah that. That's Haomer Ein Elohim, so he's a min and is in lochel ha'amaba. However, regarding the actual halachic expressions of it, let's say bidin, the ones that we find regarding Shuvah Sheker aren't said with regard to it. Number one, the Gabi Malkus, it doesn't appear that there's any kind of chiyah Malkus for saying such a thing. Now, for the Rambam, this seems pashut. The Rambam held there wasn't even a law. You don't even violate a law. The only thing that you violate in that case is what mitzvah asay of. It's a pretty important one. It's yisod ha'yisodos of amud chachmos. So you violated that asay, but too low. It happens to be the Ramban. If you look at the Ramban's catalog of mitzvos, the Shichra Se'esin, right? The Ramban, when he says that this isn't a mitzvah, so of course he's going to have to say. He addressed that actually the premise of is there tayag? Is that the Devarakol? But he says let's assume there is tayag. So then he wants to come up with a different list. Obviously, he has to replace that mitzvah. Right, so the Ramban has the catalog at the end of Sefer Hisosagos of mitzvot that the Shichras Esen and Shichras Lalavin, mitzvot that he thinks the Rambam forgot, given that the Ramban disagrees with him about other mitzvot that he thinks they aren't, so he has to replace them. So the first one that he replaces it with is this. There's a lav that is the corresponding lav to the mitzvah of Emuna of Anochi. The Ramban thinks this is the mitzvah Rishona Shenimnu Shelo Yishkach Echad Mimenu Emunas. Ha'alokus says Sivah Osanu Bezos Emuna Shehi Yisod HaTorah V'Kifelanu or V'Kifelanu Minia B'Kfira. It's not just that it's an Asay; it's a Lav B'Kfira. Mimenu Shehu Bidol Kol Emes V'Hu Amro Hisham Lecha Pen Tishkachas Hashem Lekecha. He counts it as a mitzvah Asay Pen Tishkachas Hashem Lekecha Shor Tzicha Meretz Yisrael Beis Avadim Yirtze Bezeh Shelo Nishkach Ikar Ha'alokus V'Nichporbo Onistapiko Lomar She'in Eloka V'Shalom Kadmon V'Chulo V'Chulo. The Ramban thinks you do violate a law in the Torah. However, Derech Agav, the Ramban doesn't quote anything from Yishamar Lecha as a law. The reason Yishamar Lecha is a law is because, as the Gemara says, Yishamar is one of the Lashonos of law, of Asaros. There are other Moni Mitzvahs who count Yishamar Lecha, but they do not seem to think that it means what the Ramban thinks. Smag and the Reim both also count it, but they each have a different interpretation. One thing said it means you shall not fail, it sounds like, to do Kriya Shema, interestingly, to be Miyachet Hashem. Another one thinks it means you shouldn't be a Bagaiva. You should remember to attribute to the Bono Shalom that which belongs to him, which is success for your activities. It doesn't seem to be that it's, for them, the love of Anochi. For the Ramban it is. But nonetheless, as I say, as far as I know, there's no Malkus for such a thing. Ramban doesn't claim there is Malkus. L'chora, that given that it's not one of the three exceptions, we would judge it as a Lashem HaMaisa, and there's no Malkus for it. And regarding Kapara, what do we find about that? So regarding Kapara, there's perhaps a hint of the Chumrah regarding the Chumrah of Ha'omer Ein Elokim in Shitas Rebbe. Rebbe who held that Kapara, that Yom Kippur is Mechaper Le'enim Shavim, had three exceptions, one of which was Parik Ol. What is Parik Ol? So at least Rashi defines Parik Ol as Hakover Bagadosh Baruch Hu. So according to Rashi, there is a comparable Chumrah Legabe Kapara Lefi Rebbe, right? Rebbe thinks it's one of three Averos that does not receive Kapara be Yom Kippur Levad. But Le'alacha, at least, there's no indication that it is anything other than one of the Kalos. So I think that raises the question, is why is that? Meaning, is this Kovar B'Kadosh Baruch Hu? But let's say I actually am Kovar B'Kadosh Baruch Hu outright. It's not that Chumra. How could that be? So I think there could be a few answers, but one I think one could suggest is that perhaps, and this is particularly possible for the Rambam, remember, says, held that Shvuas MS isn't just a neutral thing, it's Midarchei HaAvodah, it's one of the, sounds like the primary methods of worship. Midarchei HaAvodah, V'Hidur V'Kidush Gadol. By the way, the Rambam, you can understand where the Rambam is coming from. When you look in Nevi'im and you look at even Aleinu, that Tisha B'Av Chol Hashem, that's a very, you know, for some people to be Nishba, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu, is a method of Avodah. That makes a lot of sense. And the Rambam stresses it. Midarchei HaAvodah V'Hidur V'Kidush Gadol. And we can suggest that the Chumra is not simply the fact that you are Kofar Belokim, but that the way you were Kofar, the way you were Kofar was you used Shvuah B'Shmo to do it. You subverted something which is sublime means of Avodas Elokim, and you used that method to make your point about Ein Elokim. It's not just that you said Ein Elokim, it's the way you did it by using a Shvuah B'Shmo. It's, if I can term it this, it's sort of the Me'ilah Shebishvua. That contributes to the Chumrah. It's not that you just that you're Kofar Belokim, you're Moa B'Shvua in doing so, to do so. It's Ke'en, what the Rambam writes, I think is reminiscent, regarding those who write in Notes of Mezuzah, those who write Shemos HaMalachim on the Mezuzah. So the Rambam says about that, and this is in Hilchos Mezuzah, he says, HaRehein D'Chlal, Mi She'en L'Chlal M'Kom Abba, She'elu HaTibshim, Lo Dai Lehem She'bit Lo HaMitzvah, Ela She'osin Mitzvah G'dola, She'hi Yichud Shemo Shalkadosh Baruch Hu, V'Avaso V'Avadaso, Ki'ilu Hi K'miya L'Hanayas Atzman, K'mo She'ala Libam. Right, you use, it's not just that you didn't fulfill mitzvah. You made a mitzvah which ought to be, which is about Yichud HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the uniqueness of the Baruch Hu, Kiddush, and you made it like it's a kind of a remedy for you know, like a red bendel. You write your Shemus Malachim. You're writing Malachim next to it's about the Yichud HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's not just that you didn't fulfill it, you subverted it. You turned it around on its head. I think this is perhaps something similar, another kind of phenomenon which whose chumra is explained to some extent by reference to his being kekofer b'Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that is Chilul Shabbos. The Gemara in Chulin indicates that Chilul Shabbos has a certain chumra, not just in terms of the chumra of, you know, it's one of the chamisas, but even legabe certain dinim in terms of zevach Hashem Toeva, that in general where we paskin mumr l'davar echad, is it a mumr l'davar acher? You can, let's say, bring korban chadas al adam for naver adam, even if you're in shav legabe or mumra legabe chelav. Let's say that isn't true for Shabbos. If you're mumra leShabbos, you're mumra lekol derkul. Why? Because it's kekofer. So Rashi explains. Marset implies that Rashi explains kekofer by ma'aseh brachos. So here too, it's I think clear in the Ramban. Again, you would violate a law if you say ein elokim or yesh elokim aval eino, you know, lo bara shemayim ba'aretz. But it's not as chumra as Shabbos. So again, I think in part you could argue that the reason for that is because it's not just that you were kofar, but the way you did it, you corrupted and subverted which ought to have been something, you know, that was quite the opposite. Osi beinu v'nechem. Right? Keep sheshes in mimasah sheshemayim v'aretz. It's supposed to be an os and a bris that is represented. You're being megid via Shmir Shabbos. Your relation with the Baruch Shalom and your belief in the Baruch Shalom's having been osim ma'aser brachos, so you use Shabbos. Not just you just declare it. All right, so you declare it, that's bad, but you use Shabbos. Your Shabbos. You made the point, the vehicle of your expression. So the corruption, the subversion of that makes it all the more chumra. I think that could be a similar to what you have here. Again, this works with the Rambam, who felt for sure. We know that the Shvuas Emes is midarchei HaAvodah v'Hidur V'Kiddush Gadol. So we can argue that the kfira via the subversion of the Hidur V'Kiddush Gadol to make it a vehicle not for Hidur V'Kiddush Gadol but for the opposite, that's the problem. That's the chilul. That's the ultimate chilul. Okay, that's number one. That's the first view which locates the chumra of Shua Shekir in its being equivalent to a kfira b'maisa b'kadosh baruch hu. There's another strand I think you do detect. You guys saw, right, that you find a little bit in some Rishonim, in some Mefarshim, and that has to do with not so much at least not only the Bein Adam L'Makom aspect, but a Bein Adam L'Chaver aspect. If you take a look at, anybody have the Rabbeinu Yonah altar? Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashpats, they both make this point in the Mishnah in Avos, the Mishnah Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, it speaks about. You guys saw it? Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka says, what does that mean? What's it referring to? So many Rishonim take it to be referring to Chil Shweshekher. Chil Hashem Amor B'Talmud for Hesia. So how is it possible, right? This is the Rinyana's there all charge. Notes that this already, this idea of Chil Hashem we discussed, the primary Chil Hashem that we find, the ones that are certainly the included in Lo Sechalu have to do with besmirching, right? Which is by nature for Hesia, right? So what are we talking about here? So actually, quotes more and he says, etc. That are not just by virtue of besmirching, in other words, but there's some chil Hashem inherent within the avera. He gives you the example of nishbal shaker. So he says, well, he mentions first of all zara shehu chil Hashem she'ena model l'kuso. So that I would have said in v'chein shmo shaker, right? Ena model l'kuso. That's not what he says. He says rather v'chein k'mochi nishbal shaker. Why she'koneid das abrios b'shmo shel Kadosh Baruch Hu chil Hashem. What is the chil Hashem in here? And what's the? I think there's an explanation of what's so chamor about it. Is that you're goni das abrios bishmo shel Kadosh Baruch Hu? And here I think there's a lot to that we can elaborate upon here. But I'll just note a few things in developing this. That it's certainly. What's being pointed to here is not just Bein Adam L'Makom, but the Bein Adam L'Chaver. And I would say, in particular, it's the corruption of the Bein Adam L'Makom for the Bein Adam L'Chaver. I'm using the Ribbono Shel Olam shame. I'm using the Ribbono Shel Olam, the gold standard of truth. I'm using that. I'm taking advantage of it to convince somebody else to be going to Gaza Brios, to deceive, to corrupt. So I'm using shame to undermine society. Here, just to clarify, there are at least two points. Number one is the Goni Gaza Brios, and what that represents in terms of society. The Ribbono Shel Olam in this Yad, I pointed to some of the Balei Neshava, they talk about it in this context of sort of this eating at the roots of society. Al Shoshal Gar Malom, Mameitz explains the Marsha, right, in the Ian Yaakov as well, and Ian Yaakov I quoted here, right? Mishum Dal Shoshal Gar Malom, Mameitz, Al Din, Val Emes, Val Shalom, Vizesh, Nishbal Shaker, Neged Chavero, Me'avis Adin, the Oker, Vigorim, Riva, Bino, the Bin Chavero, right? That a person who is being Nishbal Shaker, he says this without reference to the fact that you're using shame. You just speak about the fact that you're being Nishbal Shaker, and in the normal context, it comes up, it's a case where you're convincing somebody else false, right? And you're trying to convince somebody else to take a shvua to that aspect. You're undermining one of the basic building blocks of society. Maybe even all of them, right? It's certainly a problem of MS. If it's in the context of din, you might say you're undermining din. And it's also obviously impacting shalom because there's a dispute just taking place and you're just going to allow it to keep on festering. We're not going to have a society which can run, right, unless we can have, trust and din done properly. But the person who uses shame to falsely deprive his friend of what belongs to him, to be goni das, eats away at those underpinnings of society. So there's that element to it, that it's the you're kind of eating at the roots of the Ribbono Shel Olam society, that which Lo Tohu Bar L'Sheves Yitzarah, the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted humanity to live in. And, to have society, wanting to have people be able to live in civilized fashion, right? L'tov v'ra'ah shevet tzarah, and for that you need emes din shalom, and what you're doing is basically, and to think about it this way, shvuah is sort of the last resort to how does one person convince his friend that what he's saying is true? It's by virtue of a shvuah. And you're basically robbing society of that plea. Right? It's beyond the particular act. You're tarnishing that which is being basically The last, how can I swear? What you're doing when you take a shuvah is you're just basically saying, this is my, I don't know what else I could do to convince you that I'm telling the truth. So long as that is kept in hands of those who are using it to tell truth, that's fine, it's good. But once you start tarnishing that, society falls apart. Mismote ha'olam, as the Ein Yaakov says. Or he puts it, he actually connects it very nicely, very beautifully with the Nizda'azeh ha'olam. He says, L'chein Nizda'azeh ha'olam, kemen shemismote b'chol ha'modem. If Ashoshot v'ram ha'olam are made, so why was it that all of a sudden the Aretz started to shake? Because when you have Shavu'a Sheker, you're undermining those, precisely those ha'modem olam. And you're also, I would say, using shame, debasing shame in order to do so. Which is a chutzpah in its own right. It's the sort of the cross. It's not only that you decide to undermine the Baruch Shalom Bria and undermine the society, but you're using the Baruch Shalom shame to do so. That is a level of chilul, of desecration. The Baruch Shalom shame is, in a sense, and this is what the Maharam Shah speaks about, it's supposed to be the Amudah Shalom, and also it's the Kiyomah Shalom is B'Shemah Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Zohar speaks about that apparently a lot. I don't know exactly what it means. But so by not just undermining the sort of civil society, you're doing it via the undermining of Shmo Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu, and perhaps it's precisely actually the cross section. You're assigning kind of the sheer scope of the fundamental values that you're getting at here by in doing what you're doing that makes this sort of an avera which in a sense stands apart from all the rest. You're undermining the whole underpinning society via using Shmo Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu in a corrupt and subverted manner. So it's the sheer scope of these fundamental values that are being undermined that I think that could provide for a different explanation of where Shavuot Sheker's Chumra comes from. It comes from the fact that the context in which it's used is being used to convince other people of things which aren't true, of things which are required of things which are fundamental components of a building blocks of society, trust, shalom, emes. You're undermining all that. That's where the chumrah comes from. The fact that it's b'shem, I would argue, is not relevant here. The point is that you're using shame for that, and so you're committing kind of the range of the fundamentals that you're getting at here is kind of unique. You can imagine sort of what you managed to do here is pretty unbelievable. You've been taking shame akadol b'kadosh, which is kiyumah sha'olam, and you're using it to ruin the world. Just think about it like that. That's what's going on here.
Where would the Ramban's Nevel Bereshis Torah, would that also fall into this category of using essentially Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah to do something?
I'm not sure if it's that. I mean, Ramban there is talking more about kind of that you're not using Torah, you're just taking advantage of that which it hasn't prohibited.
Correct. But isn't that acting in a certain way then? Could possibly be Mechalel Hashem.
It is, but I'm not sure that, I mean, I don't know if I would technically call that Mechalel Hashem. I don't recall the Ramban using the term there. But it's not so much that you're using vehicles that were meant to be, for a certain, exalted end, and you're precisely using it for the opposite. It's not really that. It's more Bereshis Torah in the sense that the Torah didn't forbid these things, and therefore you felt licensed to do them, and but you're still a Nevel. The point is that the Torah doesn't want you to think that if you manage to avoid all the checklists of Averos, that means that this is something which is okay. It's not necessarily the case. That's Ramban's point, which is that we have it has to be that the whole is more than some of its parts. What the Torah wants to do is more than just avoiding all the lavim and doing all the mitzvot. So there's a whole sphere of divrei shus in which you can still be a Nevel, and that would be against the Ratzon Torah too. That's, in fact, in the end, against the mitzvah of the Torah. The Torah is saying, if the Ramban Kedosh to you, precisely address somebody who's kind of able to maneuver around, right? Zolo Soved, what is there? Dots. Right? I'm not, right? No Easter. So, Ramban is saying, so it's not so much that you've abused and kind of corrupted Torah as much as you just sort of within that which has been technically not forbidden, you've gone in a direction which misses the whole point in a sense. So it's not quite the same idea, I think. Okay. Okay, so that's, I think, two directions to go. One thing I'll just say in the end, I think for the Rashba, you're obviously going to have to go in the second direction. Because for the Rashba, remember, the Rashba doesn't even think that you need shame on it. And it seems to me he doesn't even think you need shame even for the Chumrah, because here, right, for the Rashba, you don't need shame in Shvuas Hadayana. So when we say to him, you know, lo yinakeh, unless what we're saying is, we feel comfortable telling you this because Stam Shvuah, let's say, usually is a shame. If you don't say shame, we're not going to say that you're not Yotze, but I mean, what we're preparing for the possibility that you will say shame, that's why we're saying all these Yumim. Unless the Rashba is going to say that, then the implication is that these Yumim are Shayach, even if he doesn't say shame. In which case, it's hard to build off the idea of Kofar B'Kashrus Baruch Hu. It's not impossible, but it's not as obvious because he actually didn't, it's not a Shvuah B'Hashem, necessarily. Again, the Rashba thinks that you fundamentally don't need shame, not just that it's Kimaskir. You don't need to be Maskir. It doesn't need to be B'Shem. So I think you would certainly be going in the second direction towards the Kohen Adas HaBriyos element of it. All right, let's stop here.